The Fleischmann's East Hour, presenting a variety entertainment directed by Rudy Vallett. By the great French actor, Pierre Frenet, who will be heard in the scene from his current Broadway vehicle, Noah. He'll be assisted by the play's entire company. Tom Howard and George Shelton are with us again. Earl Hines, well-known Negro jazz pianist and band leader, with his wife, Catherine Perry, will supply a musical interlude of considerable warmth. The Good Sisters, offering a fresh glance on the Hillybilly situation. And Jimmy Kemper in a music drama production called The Song of the Riveter, complete what we hope will be one of the most colorful shows. The Stewart Sisters open proceedings with Smooth Sailing.
Smooth sailing, like a ship at sea, will never be breeze along. Without it, smooth sailing, when seas may blow, will never be roll along. Never mind about that weather, there's rain or never shine.
Texas Panhandle come Millie Good and Dolly Good, two young, good-looking prairie girls who sing prairie songs in the prairie way. There's nothing especially new about their ballads or their singing, but they do possess a sort of youthful freshness and charm that registers, we think, over the air. Millie and Dolly, the girls of the Golden West.
Thank you. And Dolly, here we are here on the Flashman Hour. And up here with Judy Valley. Ain't you kind of nervous?
No, not much. I guess we'll just do the best we can. Hope everybody likes it.
Well, I guess that's right. We've picked out a couple of tunes here that we hope y'all are going to like. And we're going to start off here with a little number we wrote all about ourselves. Two cowgirls on the Lone Prairie, just as happy can be, and that's just what we are.
Riding and roving, I always will love the deserts and prairies I crave. The wild cactus plant and sweet mountain rose, I'll be with them the rest of my day. Hi-yi-pee-ki-yo, hi-yi-pee-ki-yay, hi-yi-pee-ki-yay. Cowgirls on the Lone Prairie, just as happy can be. Oh, I have no longing to live in a town and cook all my grub on a stove. Oh, give me a fire on the Lone Prairie, as a cowgirl I always will roam. Hi-yi-pee-ki-yo, hi-yi-pee-ki-yay, hi-yi-pee-ki-yay. Cowgirls on the Lone Prairie, just happy as happy can be. Oh, I have no hanker and never to wed a husband I never could see. My horse is my sweetheart and he loves me too. A married life won't do for me.
No, sir.
Hi-yi-pee-yo-ho, the lady.
And now then, we're going to try to solve a problem that several people tried to solve before, and I don't think it's ever been solved yet. And we're going to try to find out who broke that lock on the hen house door. Well, I don't know.
Now, one of my friends just flies a mouse. He stole down to my chicken house. Took my chicken that was inside. Then he says, my friend, good night. Now, who broke that lock?
Well, I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the hen house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the hen house door?
Well, down in the house on my knees, Lord, I heard a chicken sneeze. Nothing but a rooster saying his prayers, counting trouble to the hens up there. Now, who broke that lock, pal?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the in-house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the in-house door?
Well, I went down to the farmer's gate, loaded my horn, boasting and late. Farmer's dog wouldn't bark and bite, but son of a gun was there all right. Now, tell me, who broke that lock?
Well, I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the in-house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the in-house door?
Said the barnyard rooster to the barnyard hen. She told me a lie, and I know when. Told me Sally made her cake all done, but never mind the weather, cause the wind don't blow. Now, who broke that lock, I ask you?
Now, I'm telling you, I don't know.
Who broke the lock on the in-house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the in-house door?
Now, hen and the rooster went away out west. Said the hen to the rooster, I have you bet. Said the rooster, hen, the doggone lie, cause caught in the alley with an old tang. Now, tell me, who broke that lock?
I whipped it so.
Who broke the lock on the in-house door? I'll find out before I go. Who broke the lock on the
hen house door? Chalk one up for a clever title. Love dropped in for tea. Thank you.
Jeanette. One afternoon about 3, I had ordered on a car and was just about to start when love dropped in for tea. As I fumbled for a cigarette, I spilled the cream on my knee. Then I dumped a bowl of broth on the spotless tablecloth when love dropped in for tea. Oh, the cashier winked at the waiter, the chef peeked through his door. They grinned at me when suddenly her napkin fell to the floor. Have you ever met my fiancé? You must have seen her with me. She's the person whom I met in that little luncheonette where love dropped in for tea.
Now, the great French stage and screen star, Pierre Frenet, in his current New York play, Noah, with the entire Broadway cast. In a vote taken by the Associated Press last week, Pierre Frenet was chosen as the season's finest actor on the strength of his work in Noah, and earlier in Noel Coward's conversation piece. It is a privilege to sponsor his first national radio appearance tonight. The play, Noah, by André Aubé, is a most unusual one. A fantasy resembling somewhat the American Green Pastures. With a curiously reverent gaiety, it retells the story of Noah, the Ark, and the Flood. Pierre Frenet and company in Noah. The scene, a forest clearing. In the background, we see a remarkable structure, apparently still in the course of building. It looks like a house, but strange, it looks like a boat, too. Before it stands an old man, a hammer in his hand. He looks up to heaven.
Lord. Lord. Lord! Oh, there you are. Yes, Lord, it's me, Noah. Terribly sorry to bother you again, but... What? Oh, yes, yes. I beg your pardon. Your time is precious. Well, this is all I wanted to ask you. Should I make a rudder? I say a rudder. No, no. R as in Robert. U as in the Hubert. G as... That's it. Rudder. No. Very good. Very good. Oh, while I have you, one other little question, please. Are you listening? He's in a temper. Well, you can't really blame him. There's too much to think of. All right. No rudder. I am ready, then. I suppose I'd better tell the family. Oh! Mama! Boys, girls, you can come now.
Oh, there you are. Look, what's that? There, David, look.
Well, boys, girls, Mama, what do you think of it?
What is it?
Can't you tell, Ham? Is it
Heaven, Father, what is it exactly?
It's made of cypress. It's all cypress, and it's coated with pitch inside and out.
Like a boat?
Yes, like a boat.
But what? You bring us miles into the forest, make us wait behind you 2 hours for some mysterious reason, then you call us and show us this.
Well, I don't know how to tell you. In my head, I stand a lot of lights which is raining. My poor dear wife. My beloved children. We are never going back to our house.
Huh? For months I felt things weren't going the way you liked. Why didn't you say anything? You know I always understand. Well, we're not going home anymore, that's that. Now finish your story, and we'll go see our new house.
It isn't a house. It's a ship.
What on earth for?
For going sailing.
Sailing, but on what?
God will provide, my boy.
So, in an arid land where an unbelievable heat wave has dried up even the memory of water, 100 miles from the sea, among shrunken streams and dried up riverbeds, at the end of a long life as a farmer, you'll suddenly feel the call of the briny deep. Now, it seems to me.
Man, the bushes! Another!
Women to the rear!
Another!
To the ship!
Stop!
One move and I nail the old tent to the wall of his house.
Get him!
Watch out, you little rooster. Quiet, David. Quiet. Hit you.
I sure will.
That's it.
Now that's enough.
Put your head up. Your diet about.
What do you want?
I seen you,
you sorcerer, talking to the animals. Wiping a cow from Mardopia, playing with the bears and lions and tigers, not to mention the elephants. What's more, the animals are in there. Tampering up here in trolls. That's where they are. In there. Who's laughing now? He's all very sweet and gentle, but he does plenty of tricks when he ain't looking. He's bad. He's jealous. He never can make anything with his hands. He's a menace to the whole country.
Be quiet.
You know what? The drought that's been frying us for 3 months. That nobody's never seen nothing like before. That'll knock us all dead with our mouths open this winter. That's him. He done it. He's the one.
Aren't you a bit out of your mind?
No, done it. We all got together and we took a vote. We all voted alike. Unanimous.
And it's all your fault.
Oh,
get this?
I'm on what you call a mission. The headman says to me, "Watch that old bird. He acts stupid, but he knows all the tricks. Everything that's happened to us, he started it."
But no, I think he's that. That's terrible.
You look up into the air like this here. And right away it gets hotter. All the time hotter. I was watching you. I see you doing your mugging. I was lying on the ground and it was hot like a grate. All right. Now you got to pay for it. Yeah, you got to come with me, but I don't need all of you. The head will do.
What to be? The drought. God hoped it would open their eyes. Then they said to themselves, it's impossible, it's a judgment from heaven. I told them myself. I sang it in every key, well. They laughed at me, they spit on me. They threw stones at me.
Yes.
Did I tell them enough?
Oh, yes.
I really told them often enough.
Oh, yes.
What to be? And to think that they're all like him. Lazy, lying, wanton, thieving. And on top of that, sneering and drunk, just like that.
Why, you old fool, you old ass.
Tell me, my good fellow. Can you swim? What? I ask if you could swim.
What's it to you?
Come now, yes or no. Can you swim?
Sure.
Can you swim for a long time?
Absolutely.
I have to swim a long time. A terribly long time. So long that it might be better if you couldn't swim at all. Then it would be over sooner.
Over.
That's it. Finished.
What's going to be finished?
You. Your relatives. Your friends. The town. All the towns. This forest. on the trees, and the animals and the men, in the water, under the water, with your sins like stones around your neck. It's going to rain. More than that, it's going to... rain.
Father got a fever, the sky was never so clear.
A rain such as there's never been before. A drenching bath, a waterfall, a storm of water, a fury of water. Tempest will scream endlessly through the air. The great wind will yell night and day over the world, like an immense black curtain ripped by lightning. Fish will play in the trees, on mountain tops, in a flock of eagles. There will be pools of bark, and the ground with their arms out to break will fall over and over, down and down. Now, he told me.
Who? Who's that?
God!
Oh, yeah?
God! Sure, sure! Blessed God! Blessed God! Dear good!
What happened? You feel that, my boy?
You felt the first drop right on your head between the eyes like an arrow? A perfect shot!
Oh, you think so? Well, it was a sparrow.
And that, I suppose it was a nightingale. And that, a robin, maybe. And those, a brace of pigeons. Fire, oh Lord! Pierce the fire target through and through with all your might.
Bang
those evil eyes, and bang those ears. Hang up the tooth mouth, spread of insult. Cut off, and with a horn. Here's the hand that never raised to you. The feet that sway, the blood, belly. Oh, God, split that quick heart. Fire, fire, King the Bard. Help, help, it's burning.
Blue lightning, like the blue of heaven.
Like the blue of heaven.
The yard, my good throat. Heavy weather tonight. Get into our home. Into the bark of God. You first, Mom. Ada. Ella. Norman. Tim. Tam. And Kate. And sing, my children. All together.
Thank God. Noah, help me. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
Somebody else. I was lucky,
for there might have been somebody else. Oh, what a lucky day, the day I hear you say,
thank you.
But Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway are to New York, Earl Hines is to Chicago. His band is one of the high rankers among the hot music specialists. And musicians will tell you that Earl himself is tops as a jazz pianist. With his wife, Catherine Perry of Lou Leslie's Blackbirds, he offers a new piano voice version of an old hit, Body and Soul. Catherine Perry and Earl Hines. Trying to look wise.
There's somebody smiling through the windows of your eyes. I can overlook every fault, for I'll always understand. There's a different you down in your heart that's nothing short of grand. The stem of the rose may be thorny, the flower is tender and sweet. There's a different you in your heart that I hope someday.
American Clinic. By this time, London Bridge itself is sufficient. Introduction to Tom Howard and George Shelton.
Hello, George.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, George, no arguments tonight.
No,
George.
No arguments.
I've got a great idea, George.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, what? Hey, George, can you sing?
Can I sing?
Yeah.
Can a duck swim?
Yeah, what?
I say, can a duck swim?
Yeah, what does a duck swimming got to do with your singing, George?
Nothing at all. I just asked you, could a duck swim?
Why, sir, I'm surprised that's asking such a question. Anybody knows a duck can swim.
Right.
You don't know a duck? Any child, 4 years old, I will say 3 years old, knows that a duck can swim.
Well, of course, I know that a duck can swim.
Oh, you know he can swim.
Yeah.
What are you asking me? Oh, trying to trip me up, are you?
No, I wasn't.
You didn't think I knew it, did you? Trying to humiliate me.
No.
Trying to make me the laughing stock of all these Maine Yankees from Connecticut.
No,
I know what you're doing.
No,
yeah.
No.
I know what you're doing.
No.
Can a duck swim? Such a foolish question. Why, anybody knows that swimming is one of a duck's greatest assets.
Oh, it's all right.
It's born in them.
Yes.
From infancy, George.
I know that.
Can a duck swim?
Yeah.
You might as well ask me if Rudy Valley can play the saxophone.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now, that would be a metaphor if you talked on that.
What
and
do
that
you
would
mean?
Be, that would be the same thing,
the
too.
The same thing?
Yes.
You mean Rudy saxophone playing is like a duck swimming?
Oh, no,
George,
no, Tom. No, no, no.
You won't get far on this program making cracks like that.
Oh,
you know that.
Wait for a minute, Tom. I can't get an edge in word ways with you.
All right, if you want to say something, speak up.
All right.
I'll listen to reason.
All right. When
go
you
ahead.
When you asked me could I sing,
yes?
It sounded so foolish like you asked me if a duck could swim.
Well, I didn't ask you if a duck could
swim. Oh, I know you
I know a duck can swim.
Yeah.
I'm versed. I learn things.
You do.
I'm a scholar, a gentleman, and an automat. A diploma.
Yeah. Diplomat, you mean.
Then you had to bring Rudy's name in it.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What are you doing, looking for publicity?
Oh, no, Tom, no.
Try to get your name in the
No, I just said that I can sing as good as a duck can.
You can sing as good as a duck?
Oh, you don't
I
let me...
I never heard a duck sing.
You don't let me sing.
Did you ever hear a duck sing?
I say I can sing as good as a duck can swim.
Oh, you're bragging.
Yes, I'm bragging, yes.
It's a good thing I know something about ducks. You got away with that crack.
Oh,
you know
don't be
that?
Careful. Oh, yeah. you're an authority on ducks.
I know that much. There's lots of things I know.
Yeah?
I even know who broke the lock on the henhouse door.
Oh.
What do you think of that? I'm not telling anybody,
all
though.
Right, all right.
Yeah,
you don't even know what a duck is.
You don't know what a duck is.
You don't.
A duck is yours. Chicken with snowshoes on. Don't
that's enough. I wash my hands.
Oh, wash your face, too.
Yeah, all right. The whole thing is the duck swim.
Yeah.
That's all we do is argue.
What do you mean?
Why can't we put on a nice little sketch like those folks ahead of us
That's
did?
That's what I like to do, dramatic.
Dramatic
yeah, like
sketch.
That sketch ahead of us.
It was a great
that
sketch.
That was good.
Marvelous.
Did you hear it?
I heard it,
yeah. Yeah, I like that. Well, that other fella had my go-do.
Which one is that?
You know, the fella came in and bawled him out.
Oh, the aggravator.
Yeah. You know, he was a mischief maker. You know,
certainly
George,
was.
You could see that. But the other fella got him, didn't you?
He certainly did.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He told him a few things.
He did that.
Didn't he, George?
Yes, he did, Tom.
He told him about the fish that was going to be in the trees next summer.
Yeah.
And the shark was going to be running around the mountain. And
yeah.
He didn't know that either.
No, he didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a great sketch, George. Well, how did he know it was going to rain?
Tom, that's just a biblical story. That's all.
Biblical?
Don't you know anything about biblical history?
Bible?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, George. Sure, I studied the Bible.
Oh, you did, huh? Sure. All right, give me a quotation from the Bible.
You mean a verse?
Yes.
Here, get this one, George. A quote. Judas went out and hung himself. Unquote.
That's
unquote.
Very
George,
good.
I know another one, George.
You do?
I know another one.
Let me hear it.
Go thou and do likewise.
Oh, wait.
No quote. No quote.
Wait now, Tom. You're getting personal now.
No, I ain't getting personal.
Well, you gave me a nasty look when you said that.
No, I didn't, George. You always had that look. Don't blame me for that. I listened to you. No.
All right, all right. Do you know who built the ark?
No.
That's right.
What?
I said that's right.
Where are we at now? There we are again, George.
No.
What do you mean?
I asked you, did you know who built the ark?
I can't help it if I don't know.
You said yes.
I did not. I said no.
Well, Noah is right.
What?
You see, when I say Noah, Tom, I don't mean N-O.
Oh, yeah.
I mean N-O-A-H.
Oh, Noah.
Noah.
Oh, that's the man's name.
Yes, that's the old gentleman in that sketch.
Ah, that's right, with his three sons.
Yeah, and his family all around him.
Sure, I remember. Oh,
all
yeah,
his daughters and sons.
Yeah, and his son. Where was the other daughter?
What daughter?
Yeah, that other daughter, Joan of Arc.
Oh, she's a...
That's, no. Oh, that's not her.
No. She's a distant relative, probably.
Oh, I see.
Did you notice the three boys there?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah. Ham, Sham, and Japheth?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, here's something I want to... Ham was the redheaded.
Yeah.
Here's something I want to ask you. Noah had those three boys, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ham, Sham, and Japheth.
Yeah.
Now, who's the father of those three boys?
Who's the father?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, George. I didn't get that part. Let me see.
Nah.
Don't tell me, George.
I won't tell you.
Ham, Sham, and... They got a father.
Said that they got
oh,
a father.
Oh, yeah, we can't let them run around without a father.
No.
Now, let me see. Ham, Sham... I would say offhand it's Jeff.
Yes. No.
Oh.
He's the son.
He's the third son.
Yes.
Seven.
No.
Oh, I know.
All right, here, I'll make it a little clearer for you, Tom.
Yeah?
You see Rudy Valley sitting there on the chair?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Rudy has three sons.
I didn't know that either.
Well.
Say,
well, I don't know whether he has or not.
You don't know, and you shouldn't make remarks like that, George.
Oh,
you know, you could get in trouble for that.
Oh,
you know that?
No, I don't mean
you
it.
You could be sued for definition of a you know?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just using Rudy as an example.
Oh, I see. You don't know what he got.
No. Rudy has three sons.
Yeah?
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, he got them three guys.
Yes.
I heard a lot about them.
Yes, I know you did.
Yes?
Now, who is the father of those three boys?
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me. Well, I get that. He got three sons,
three?
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
That's right.
Now, who would be the logical one to be the father? Let me see. Jeff!
Noah!
Oh, Noah!
No, Rudy Valley is the father.
Oh, Rudy Valley.
Yes. All right. Now, Noah has three sons. Ham, Sam, and Shepard.
Yeah?
Who's the father of those three boys?
Oh, Rudy Valley.
Oh.
Calling on his girl last night. The rain began to fall and fall. It rained with all its might. I met my pal this morning. He said, did you get wet? He looked at me and said, oh, gee, you ain't heard nothing yet. Outside, the rain was pouring down. I felt mighty blue. Outside, the wind was howling round. He felt lonesome too. Outside, we heard the thunder crack. He looked at me and sighed. Though she knew it wasn't right, she let me stay all night. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Outside.
Outside. Hello? Yes, this is Detective Fred Allen speaking. What's that? Your wife swallowed some camera film? Well, let me know if anything develops. You want me to trail a hula dancer? I'll watch every move she makes. She's gone to a nudist camp. You want me to disguise myself? I get it. I'll be detective inside and a little bear outside.
Out of sight, the doc. Here says to me, Ed Sonny, take it to kitchen's caboose. Out of sight, with Anthony Mariotti. Pasquale Giuseppe and the bigger Joe. For 50 minutes, I stand, and I was to come back. It's a dream, the doc, he cried. Hey, while you're okay, far, I say. It's a good thing I know, say, hold the day.
Hold the day.
Half time.
And outside, her husband had come back. It was unexpectedly. Outside, the valley door began to crack. He must have lost his jolly teeth. Outside, he shouted, "Who are you?" "Oh, I'm selling ice," I cried. "Nobody said that isn't fair, because we've got a Frigidaire. Sell your ice." Outside. Now, Jimmy Kemper in The Song of the Riveter. Jimmy possesses a rather unique combination of talents for microphone use. He's a fine singer and a fine character actor, too. After a highly successful series of broadcasts in 1934, a long illness interrupted his promising career. Tonight marks his comeback appearance. Arthur Schwartz, composer of the Bandwagon and Revenge of Music scores, has written for him The Song of the Riveter.
Out of the heart of a great metropolis rises a tower of steel, rivet by rivet, steel on steel without end, up from bedrock toward the clouds. At the foot of the skyscraper in the early morning light, gather the workers in steel. Among them, Chuck Morgan, riveter, played and sung by Jimmy Kemper.
Hey, Chuck, you don't look so good this morning.
No, I'm sitting up all night writing them ideas for a book.
Chuck, you gotta let your hair grow long if you're gonna be one of them book writing guys.
I'll lay off of me, will you?
There's a whistle, boy. Cut the gas and get in the elevator. Going up, Jake.
Okay.
Don't let them get your coat, Chuck. They don't mean nothing.
Then why don't they lay off of me? It's all right if they're satisfied with their jobs, but, well, I'm not. I got dreams, Bill. I don't want to be a riveter all my life.
I know, kid, but your father, before you've done it, ain't a man in the gang can come up to you driving rivets.
35th floor, ladies ready to wear Hollywood creation. What's the restroom?
You know, Bill, every minute of the day, something inside of me says to stop this. And try doing what I want to do.
Well, why don't you stop, son?
Yeah, it takes nerve to stop. Besides, the folks at home need every cent I can make, and I... Yeah, I'm worried crazy, Bill. I ain't myself, and
hey, Chuck, what's the matter?
Just a little dizzy, you'd say.
Well, don't forget, brother, you're on the 55th floor today.
55th floor, artificial flowers, 60 tea rooms, your fortune's told, your dreams come true. Hey, that's your part, Chuck.
He's okay. He's grinning.
He's always grinning.
Sure. I'm always happy. That's why I'm singing. Way up on a girder, I'm always clinging. But I'm gladdest when I feel red-hot rivets plugging steel. It's what I hear all the day. But if a touch is almost all I can say. You know, people try to tell me that I'm a hero. A hero, yeah. And they keep on saying that my life ain't worth a zero. But I know that that's a lot of apples tossed. Because if I croaked, I'd be no loss. I'll keep a going. I must keep a going. When I was only a boy, I had a balloon for a toy. How I always longed to go sailing in the sky. Up and up until I got where birds could never fly. Oh, but it's a bunch of dreams, that thing. Yeah. Unless you've got a pair of wings, I'm not as dumb as I seem. I've climb above you fellas on the street. And how I laugh to see you crawl like ants beneath my feet. Why, I'm the biggest star of all. A whistle stalk to fall.
You're just another riveter, young man.
All the way off of me, will you?
Why, if I'm the riveter, I'm the riveter.
They all say I'm the best on the job, all right. I am, but I'm tired out and I'm sick of it. Something inside. No, no. I said I'm happy. That's why I'm singing. Plugging red hot rivets with hammers ringing. If I stop, I'd want to yell, let these rivets go to hell.
Crowd down there already.
I'd be okay. Will we call it a day?
No. No, they'll just say it's one of them things and send us right back up again.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Another river.
Another Fleischman Variety Hour with Roger Pryor, Nora Beery, and Tom Howard, among others. Next Sunday evening at 8 Eastern Standard Time, Jason Sanborn will present Major Bowles' famous original amateur hour for the first time on a national network. Don't miss the Major's opening program, a radio event of first importance. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.